From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. French officials say they have identified the third attacker who died in the attacks on Paris's Bataclan Concert Hall November 13th. Officials announced Wednesday that the attacker was from Strasbourg in eastern France. His name was not officially released, but French media have identified him as Fouad Mohamed Agad. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter, testifying before a Senate Armed Services Committee Wednesday, urged Turkey to do more to control its often porous border with Syria. Carter criticized Saudi Arabia and other Gulf states for being, in his words, preoccupied by the conflict in Yemen and not paying enough attention to the fight against the Islamic State group.
The international community, including our allies and partners, has to step up before another attack like Paris.
Carter also said it's time for Russia to, in his words, focus on the right side of this fight. Western nations have accused Russia of focusing its strikes on Syrian opposition fighters in support of Bashar al-Assad. The head of the U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation says the two shooters in last week's California massacre were radicalized before they met online and started discussing jihad and martyrdom about 2 years ago. FBI Director James Comey told the Senate Judiciary Committee Wednesday that the two were inspired by foreign terrorist groups. Rwanda is set to vote next week on a constitutional amendment that will allow President Paul Kagame to run for a third term in 2017 and potentially to remain in power until 2034. The Rwandan government announced late Tuesday that the referendum will be held on December 17th for Rwandans living abroad and December 18th for those living in Rwanda. This is VOA News. U.S. Attorney General Loretta Lynch is criticizing European governments for limiting how intelligence agencies share counterterrorism information around the world. Speaking in London, Lynch called it particularly disappointing, her words, that the European Court of Justice recently struck down the so-called Safe Harbor Agreement that allowed U.S. companies to easily send customer data from the European Union to servers based across the Atlantic. In October, the European Court of Justice ruled Safe Harbor invalid after a Facebook user aired concerns about the safety and integrity of his personal information following revelations by National Security Agency whistleblower Edward Snowden. Tanzanians marked their country's Independence Day Wednesday, not with a parade, but by cleaning up the streets. President John Magufuli was one of several top officials who picked up trash around the capital, Dar es Salaam, as part of a nationwide cleanup exercise. The newly elected president, who campaigned on promises to reduce corruption and waste, said last month he was canceling the traditional Independence Day festivities to save money. An overnight Taliban assault Tuesday on a key airport in southern Afghanistan killed 37 people and wounded 35. The violence continued into Wednesday. A group of at least 10 heavily armed suicide bombers wearing uniforms of Afghan security forces stormed the airfield in Kandahar. The Afghan Defense Ministry says 9 militants were killed and 1 continued resisting. A NATO spokesman says there are no reports of casualties among its forces. Pakistani officials said Wednesday that peace talks between the Afghan government and the Taliban are likely to continue, or to resume, rather, as early as next week. They added Pakistan wants an international presence in the entire process because of a long history of mistrust and suspicions between Pakistan and Afghanistan. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry urged passage of an agreement at the climate conference in Paris. He announced Wednesday that the United States plans to double the money it will provide in grants to developing countries. Dissident Russian tycoon Mikhail Khodorkovsky said Wednesday that a revolution in his country is inevitable. Addressing a conference in London, the former head of Russia's Yukos oil company accused President Vladimir Putin of having presided over a full-fledged unconstitutional coup. Time magazine has named German Chancellor Angela Merkel its 2015 Person of the Year. The publication noted her leadership during the Syrian refugee crisis, the Greek bailout agreement, currency turmoil in the EU, and Russia's intervention in Ukraine. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.